This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
On your barrel!
Right in the butt.
He had beautiful hair.
I'm gay.
Here he is, having the time of his life.
Mac and cheese.
I would crush you.
Yeah.
Head coach.
Oh my God.
What?
It's insane.
Why are you going there?
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Who was the I'm gonna crush you?
That's Gary Anderson.
Is that Gary Anderson?
Yeah. He was, Gary was, we were talking to him at Pac-12 Media Day. Mm-hmm. I remember that because it was directed squarely at me.
Yeah, I remember it.
And we were talking to him because he had lost a bunch of weight. That was the, he showed up all skinny.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about beating him in a race. Just running.
Yeah, wasn't he like racing?
He was running.
He was racing one of his buddies a bunch.
Yeah, and he said he was running a lot, and I don't know, that competitive fire came out of him. I saw it in his eyes that he really would crush me.
Yeah.
Like he wanted to kill me. Dead. In the moment.
I would crush you.
That's what that was.
Yeah, maybe now you could race the Gare Bear. Who knows?
Where is he now?
I don't know.
Back in Utah?
Yeah. Well, he was bouncing around Utah for a while. I think he went back to Utah State. He was like a D-line coach or something. I think he's got some, he's battling some personal issues.
Well, the Blue Hens are down 3. 14 seconds left. It's not looking good.
No.
Although your Bucks, Wilmington.
Bucks 8.5, though, is looking pretty
He's looking fine. Your Wilmington Seahawks are on the free throw line. Can they make free throws to advance to the NCAA tournament? They can. 73-69.
Good. Suck it, Delaware.
I like this guard, Donovan Newby kid.
He's yeah. Good. Yeah.
Some sub-500 team thinking they can go and upset my... The Seagulls or Seahawks?
Seahawks, whatever.
Seahawks, yeah.
The Seabirds.
Really ugly uniforms.
Yeah, the teal.
They kind of got a Chanticleers thing going on, a Coastal Carolina deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's Wilmington. I was talking about Delaware.
Oh, Delaware jerseys?
Their uniforms are bad.
Yeah, they're bad.
I mean, they're the blue.
Here we go. We need a 3 here. Let's go. Right there. Boom.
Cash.
Okay.
Well. Down 2 with 8 left.
Down 2.
Free Let's throw go. Game.
You need a miss.
Free throw game.
Need a miss. Or steal. watching basketball live on the radio, and we get a timeout.
Not only watching basketball, but watching Delaware
Colonial Championship action.
CAA.
This is the best part of Championship Week, here.
Caring about games that you have no business caring about.
If Houston's playing, Arizona in the Big 12 title, I mean, those teams are both going to the tournament.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But this, exactly.
This right here.
This is on the line.
This is sports.
Because neither team has a chance of going. If they don't win this thing, which is why I root for the team that had a good season. I'd feel bad for them. That being said, I really don't care that much.
You know what else I need? I need, we've talked about Jennifer Coolidge recently.
She needs to go away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think everyone thinks that.
Yeah.
She's
had her moment, and now it's probably time to...
Well, she had her moment twice. She did the Stifler's mom thing, and then she had this, like, resurgence.
Yeah. Well, White Lotus.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now she's doing... Like, that ad where she does the air guitar, that is so cringy.
And the double this, double that, double this, double that.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah, Discover... I think it's Discover made her the face.
Yeah. And I get why. She was the big thing when White Lotus Season 2 was out and everything, and... She's... I get her appeal. It's just... She's overdone at this point.
Well, it's weird when
Jason Kelsey.
It's weird when you get a very, very minor celebrity that gets hired to do like a big, giant national ad campaign, and then they just stick with it, and you're like, it's odd.
It's
you think Discover would have moved on to the next Jennifer Coolidge?
Remember when like that show 24 was hot, and they got the guy who was playing the president to be the Allstate man?
Yeah, exactly.
He was the same dude who plays Pedro Serrano.
Yeah, and that was cool. He was the Allstate guy, and then it kind of you moved on. He said, and he went away.
Who's the next Jennifer Coolidge?
Trying to think of someone. You know, Demi Moore is having a bit of a resurgence right now.
Hmm.
Like everyone thought she was going to win an Oscar for that that horror movie she was in, and I don't know why, because that thing was terrible, but she went away for a while, and she's making a bit of a comeback.
She was in Landman.
Oh, was she?
No, she briefly was in that, I heard.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I could see Demi Moore, like, people love to give celebrities, like a second shot, and Demi Moore was never a good actor, and now all of a sudden we're trying to make her, like, an Academy Award winner. Like, she was the big... underdog story. Everyone's like, oh my God, she's going to win an Academy Award. Demi Moore's not a good actress.
I thought she was good in G.I. Jane.
She's never been a good actress. She's never done anything remotely award worthy.
I've never thought of her as a bad actress.
Me neither.
What's the best thing she's ever done?
Oh, I don't know, dude. That's out of my league. I just have never thought of her. I don't know. She's a star. She's hot. Pretty good.
This is my point.
I mean, I don't know.
Look.
I couldn't make the case that she's like the world's greatest, but I've never thought of her as a bad actress.
That movie that she was in, The Substance, is a terrible movie.
Well, if it's a bad movie, that doesn't mean she's a bad actress, does it?
No, but she's not a good actress. And they were trying to give her an Academy Award because it was like, oh my God, she was in a lot of things and she's been around a while and has never won anything, so let's make her an award winner. She's never won anything because nothing she's done has ever been award worthy.
Well, didn't Ghost win a bunch of awards?
I don't know if Ghost won awards, but that was probably the movie that she was... That's probably the most serious movie that she's ever done.
Screen Rant, and that is by far her number one film is Ghost.
Ghost, for sure.
Followed by Substance, which is the one that you said was terrible that we shouldn't watch.
Oh, it's so bad.
A Few Good Men, although her role in that was very minor.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the Blue Hen's luck runs out.
We like to give those people a second run, and so I could see Demi Moore popping up on a bunch of commercials. Although she's a big enough star that maybe she wouldn't need to do any of that.
I don't think she's Jennifer. Jennifer Coolidge is more like the actress we didn't appreciate enough until later, maybe. Because she played a role really well. Like, she was good in White Lotus.
Like, I could see, like, a Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, or like...
someone like that who's just like a bit... Gina Gershon is another one of these. Like, they're in a lot of things, but they're never really the star. You know, that's like Jennifer Coolidge. They're a character. Demi Moore is a star. She may not be a great actress and doesn't make good movies, but
no, the Jennifer Coolidge thing, it's like if the cop from Die Hard and Police Academy, like, starts hawking stuff. It's like Jennifer Coolidge because of this, like, weird, quirky voice and the lips and the thing.
And that's why
it's
I went with Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah, that's I think that's
Jennifer
closer.
Tilly was in The Bride of Chucky, for God's sakes. Right?
And did a damn good job in it.
Right? She's got that voice. She could be the new Jennifer Coolidge. She just needs to get in White Lotus. Like, the best thing that ever happened to Jennifer Coolidge is White Lotus.
It reminded everyone she existed.
I'll bet you she made more money off of this, these last 4 or 5 years than she made in the previous 20.
No doubt.
And by the way, just cash in, because this thing is going away soon. So if you're Jennifer Coolidge, get all the money you can.
Well, we talked about this while you were gone, but Parker Posey is great in the new season of White Lotus.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe she could have a bounce back.
And she's kind of that type.
Yes. Okay, and speaking of, I had my mind blown today about one of the casting choices in White Lotus. Do you ever get that thing where you didn't realize somebody was somebody else a long time ago?
In
an actor, actress? Who? Do you recognize the guy Greg from the Bureau of Land Management?
I don't.
What?
He was in season 2.
Obviously, or season 1, but yeah.
Was it season 1?
The bald guy with the yacht?
Yeah, he's in a bunch of stuff.
He's Uncle Rico. I had no idea. No.
That's
Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite.
No way.
Yes. Yeah. You take the dumb toupee off, it's obviously him.
Yeah, you didn't know
I had no idea until today, and I was blown away.
Fun fact, too, he's also the guy that steals the rickshaw in Seinfeld.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, okay. That guy is in a ton of stuff. The Uncle Rico
connection blew me away.
Dude, that is mind-blowing. I had no idea that's Uncle Rico. No clue.
Yeah, and then now I can't unsee it.
And if you would have said, hey, Uncle Rico's in White Lotus, I probably wouldn't even have guessed him.
No?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's old Uncle Rico.
What if we take this yacht over the mountains?
This and that. A lot of people doing this and that. All right. I don't want a break.
John Grease.
But we have to. Who's John Grease?
That's Uncle Rico.
The actor's name.
Oh, yeah, I just know him as Gary from the Bureau of Land Management.
Or Black Lives Matter if you're Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah. I'm just looking to see what else. Again, he's one of those guys that was in a ton of stuff. He was he was Laszlo in Real Genius with Val Kilmer.
RJ brings up a great one, the new Jennifer Coolidge. Mm. How about Catherine O'Hara?
Oh, there you go.
I could see that for sure.
Yes.
100%.
She's great.
Underappreciated, been around a long time.
True greatness. Yes. She was just in the Super Bowl ad.
And she's been in a bunch, I mean, from Beetlejuice to Home Alone, she's done more stuff than Jennifer Coolidge, but yes, I could 100% see her being the it thing for a while.
Well, even Eugene Levy kind of got a bump after he was, you know, Jim's dad in American Pie all the way back with, you know, coming back with Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then his kid was doing all the stuff with him. He got a bunch
now
of spokesman
deals. Now he's that guy.
Yeah, Dan Levy.
Yeah, Dan Levy's like the new Jennifer Coolidge male.
Exactly right.
Everywhere.
All right. Coming up next, we have a murder for hire plot on the fam.
Rocket to the dog!
By the way, I looked up old John Grease, a.k.a. Bureau of Land Management.
Gary.
Gary.
White Lotus.
Dude, that guy's career. Let me take you through it.
Okay.
That guy... starting out, he was in Helter Skelter. He was in American Graffiti. He was in The White Shadow. He was in The Jeffersons. He was in The Twilight Zone. Cagney and Lacey. Scrolling Falcon Crest. Jake and the Fat Man. Quantum Leap. L.A. Law. He was in the music video for Alice in Chains' The Rooster.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. He was in The X-Files. He was Dylan's drug dealer in Beverly Hills 90210. He was in Chicago Hope. He was in Get Shorty with Travolta and Gene Hackman. He was in Men in Black. He was in Seinfeld. He was in ER. He was in 24. I mean, Napoleon Dynamite, Las Vegas with Nicolas Cage. Dude, that guy has been
in Lost.
And it just keeps... Yeah, Lost.
Sons of Anarchy.
Taken. The guy has been
Taken
in
two.
Freaking any... Everything. A couple of CSI. Dude, that guy, I bet you, deep down, like, has the sneakiest, like, best life you could think of.
Celebrity net worth only has him at $2 million.
That's a pretty good... And he just... I bet he works, like... a month out of the year.
But he was in All That and he's worth $2 million?
Well, I mean, all
he's
of these...
He's like 70 years old!
All of these things are little tiny bit parts. You know.
It's 150 titles since 1976.
Dude, that guy has worked consistently in Hollywood, has made a living. probably has a nice little home somewhere. He's not rich. He just has his little career there, and he's the universal. I know that guy from somewhere. He probably goes around to comic cons and signs Uncle Rico stuff. I'm guessing he probably makes a couple shekels off of that.
Well, so next year he's coming up on 50 years in Hollywood. If you start with that Helter Skelter in 76, that's only like, what, 5 projects a year or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad.
And most of those are probably, he's shooting them for a day or two. And I'm sure he makes a couple hundred grand a year when he pulls everything together and he's got a little SAG card. And I bet you that it's just been, he would be an interesting guy to talk to. Like, if we were at a Comic-Con, I would love to talk to that guy and just his career and what that's been like in Hollywood. He goes to Comic-Cons. I bet you people pay that dude like $20 to have him sign an Uncle Rico thing. Yeah. He goes to like the New York Comic-Con. Just goes around and signs those things. Probably gets, I bet you he gets $5 to $10 grand. To show up at those Comic-Cons and sign his name.
Would you rather have that life? Or would you rather be like... Screech.
Well, Screech is dead.
Oh, yeah. Urkel, there you go.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't want to be Urkel because he doesn't... And it's the same thing with that Alfonso...
Jaleel White.
Yeah, they don't.
Alfonso Ribeiro. That's who you're thinking of.
There you go. Urkel's worth $8 million.
Is he really?
Yeah.
See,
Alfonso.
I'd rather be Uncle Rico.
They make you do the Carlton dance every time.
Yeah, dude. I don't want to be that guy. And you're same thing. You're not rich, but you're doing okay. You're scrapping it together. But those guys are all bitter and angry at the one role, and you're never anything else. And this guy, the Uncle Rico, the John Grease guy, that just guy goes about his life. And
he's just a working actor.
He's just a working actor. Probably lives somewhere up in the Hollywood Hills somewhere in a nice little bungalow. And, you know, I'll take that life every time. And again, what is Urkel done in the last 50 years?
See, the interesting thing about this Grease guy, it's like the opposite of Urkel, though, because now this is the 150th thing he's been in, and it's maybe the most culturally significant thing he's ever done. Whereas yeah. Urkel probably started out that way when he was younger and never went back there again.
Yeah. This thing is, as someone says, the Grease guy probably makes mid six figures, you know, residuals, everything he's been in. Again, pieces it together with some Comic-Con money. And let's say that dude's making like $500,000, maybe $300,000-$400,000 a year. Just working a couple.
Got a nice little bungalow in L.A.
Yeah. You know, working a couple. Probably has been invited to some Playboy Mansion parties from time to time. You know, just kind of mills around. It's a great life. Bill Murray's brother's like that. Have you seen Bill Murray's brother that's in like everything that Bill Murray's ever done?
No.
Yeah. Like if you look up Bill Murray's brother, you'll be like, oh my God, that guy is in everything. He was the
Ron Howard's brother is that
Ron
way.
Ron Howard's
too?
Brother is that way? Yeah. The Bill Murray and Ron Howard's brothers have made a career off of being their brothers. Like you've seen Caddyshack, right?
Well, sure.
Lou from Caddyshack, the guy that runs the Caddyshack, that's Bill Murray's brother.
Yeah.
The Groundhog's Day, the mayor of Punxsutawney, that's Bill Murray's brother. And once you see him, you'll be like, oh my God, that guy is in 1,000 different things.
Is he any good or he's just in there because he's his brother?
No, he's pretty good now. But he only plays very, very minor bit roles. But, you know, I'm sure being Bill Murray's brother gets your foot in the door. And then he just constantly works those sorts of projects. Where he has these little bit roles.
Apparently, Jaleel White, Urkel, is now hosting a show called Flipside, which is a game show.
Yeah, nice. Well.
And he's the host of it.
Game show hosting doesn't seem that bad, though. That's another thing. You get to go and shoot for like a week or two, and then you're done for the year.
Yeah, Ribeiro's doing that, too.
Yeah, I think he does like American, what is the funniest home videos type stuff?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
That is, I think he, yeah. Now that you say it, I feel like I flipped through at some point and seen him. I was doing that.
Look up Brian Doyle Murray, by the way. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, he's Shirley. He's Frank Shirley, the boss. Now he's kind of old and, you know, it doesn't look so good, but you'll recognize him from a million different things.
Well. Right now, I'm trying to find out who the host of America's Funniest Home Videos is.
R.I.P. Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was the Carlton, I think, was doing that for a while.
Well, that's Alfonso Ribeiro.
That's Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we're...
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to confirm here. Harder than I thought.
And some of those hosts, if you can get, like, one of those stupid, like, America's Got Talent, that stuff pays big money. To be one of the hosts on those things, who is it? Nick Cannon is worth a gajillion dollars off of doing crap like that. Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, Alfonso Ribeiro is still the host of America's Funniest Videos.
Yeah.
And it's not home videos now, it's just videos.
Just videos. See, and I wouldn't want to be a joke. I mean, I know that's still probably a pretty good life, but I don't want to be a running joke. I'd rather be the working character actor.
Well, you would, all things equal, but what if I gave you, you know, $30 million?
Well, then you'd be the
versus,
joke.
Versus John's $2 million. Yeah.
Then you're the joke. You know? You can make fun of me all you want.
Do you watch Ghost Adventures?
No.
Does anybody watch Ghost Adventures here?
I do not.
No, is that a series where, let me guess, they don't find ghosts?
I don't know, because I don't watch it.
It's the same thing like Finding Bigfoot. I got a tip for you. They don't find him.
But I've got a murder for hire plot.
From Ghost Adventures?
Yes. Hmm. And I don't understand it because... I think the woman just wants to divorce him. Just divorce him.
Well, let's talk about it.
She's trying to kill him.
Oh, she's trying to kill him?
Yes.
Oh. I always thought it was the other way around.
No, no.
They go on a cruise. Well, it's mostly the guy doing the killing.
Not in this instance.
Look, if you give me a marriage, you say someone's trying to kill the other one, it's the man trying to kill the wife.
Whatever happened to Tom Bergeron? He's worth $12 million.
Yeah, he was probably all from the... he did Dancing with the Stars, and I think he did America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, kind of milk toast.
Yeah.
Just congenial.
But made a lot of money.
Would you rather have Tom Bergeron's career or Gary from White Lotus?
Yeah, there's enough money there. I'll be Tom Bergeron.
All right.
Yeah. That's about my line right there. Give me Tom.
12?
Yeah.
All right. Murder for Hire plot. Next. Here's Buck.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold on, I'm getting inside information.
Whoa. On? Are you calling John Anthony right now?
No, I was getting inside information on this gal we're about to talk about. Mm. This murder for hire.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Which, by the way, I was reading about this, and you want to talk about who was the runner that clubbed the other one in the head with the baton and claimed...
Well, that was in high school.
Alayla Tucker, I think was her name.
Claimed that it got stuck in the gal's shirt. Stuck in the gal's shirt, and I thought that was the worst excuse. This lady may top that one. This is pretty good stuff.
Okay, so there is a show called Ghost Adventures. Yeah. The star of it is a guy by the name of Aaron Goodwin, mm-hmm. and his wife tried to off him.
Yeah.
His wife is, her name is Victoria Goodwin, mm-hmm. and I was getting inside information from somebody who texted me who played golf on a golf team with a guy who dated Victoria for like 3 years.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Talk about a random connection.
Yeah, and happened to be listening, and he texted me. He's like, dude, I know her.
She a crazy bitch?
Well, that's exactly what I asked him.
I mean, that's the first question.
She's a grade A bitch.
Yeah.
He said that she had her, it sounds like she had her moments, but around other people like him, she was fine. But behind closed doors, he said, she had grade A prime bitch. But, the tendencies are there.
Well, I mean, I would say that trying to off your husband would indeed qualify you as a grade A prime bitch.
So she hatched a plan to off her husband to get out of her marriage, and she allegedly enlisted a prisoner named Grant Amato to help her kill the guy.
Yeah, she was calling some guy who was in prison in Florida.
So before the murders, this Amato guy was accused of stealing $210,000 from his family and spending it on webcam models from Bulgaria, who he met on a porn website.
Well, to be fair, who hasn't spent a lot of money on webcam models from Bulgaria? I mean, let he who is without the camera cast the first stone.
So then she is saying that she learned about Amato in a true crime documentary about him, and they became pen pals when he was in prison.
I'll be damned.
This story is so weird.
Well, you have to have someone for everybody, right? You have to have a guy in your phone. Well, in this case, she had a guy.
So she then sets aside $11,515.
By the way, anyone besides me find that to be a very odd, specific number to hire a hitman to off your husband?
And she was going to give it to Amato to pay him to kill Aaron Goodwin.
Like, if she only had 11 grand, was he like, no. I need 11, 5, 15.
Amato messaged someone about the alleged plot, texting them, he's asleep right now in the hotel room. I need to know what's going on. Can I get an update? Was it done?
So it sounds like the guy...
So Amato wasn't even...
Well, he's in prison. He can't kill anybody.
Right. So it was he and her that set aside the money, not her for him.
No. Yeah, she set aside the money, paid $2,500 to the inmate in Florida, and then the guy in Florida prison knew people that would then go
there
and kill
we go.
Him. Which,
there
by
we
the go. Way, can again, I ask the question. Movies make this out to be way more. So it's 11 grand, 11.5. That has to get split two ways because the guy in Florida gets his cut and he's going to have to pay the guy. You're getting paid like $5,000 to kill someone?
Well, no, Amato got $2,500 though, I thought you said.
Yeah, but that was just the down payment. So even if that's, so it's $2,500 if that's the split, I was assuming it was 50-50. So you're telling me I can pay to have someone killed for less than $10,000?
You sound intrigued.
Well, we're always taught that like in order to have someone killed, you got to have all this money. Apparently you don't.
Nah.
Dude, I mean, that's like
as you can find someone seedy enough to do it, that money goes down. The problem is, the more that money goes down, the higher your likelihood of getting caught.
11 grand, dude, that's like a 10-year-old Tercel.
The question is what is the sweet spot to have someone killed where it's enough money that you know it will be cleaned? You know?
I think you got to go like at least 100 grand.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because look, if I every time this gets brought up, it's the cops always are on the other end of this. I think in order to get a legitimate hitman to where it's not coming back on you, I think it's 100 G's, man. I would, if I'm having someone killed, and someone's like, "Hey, it's only going to cost 20 grand." I assume I'm about to get caught.
But there's only so much they can do. I mean, there's never a guarantee.
No.
Right? So if I'm paying 30 grand, I'm feeling pretty good. Well, I don't know. You're right. It's probably like 75.
To take another person's life and not get caught, 30 grand seems incredibly cheap.
Well, okay, but what is the difference between 30 grand and 75 grand with the idea that, oh, it's going to be, I'm going to get caught left? No, just because you paid $45,000 does not mean that there's only so many precautions you can put in place for not getting caught.
I just think hookers and hitmen, you don't go cheap. I think you got to pay the sticker price.
So the murder never happened, but she was arrested last week and charged with solicitation to commit murder and conspiracy to commit murder. Aaron, the guy from Ghost Adventures, he was blindsided by the whole thing.
What?
He's like, what the hell?
Why don't you just file for divorce? Yeah, the police got wind of it because the Florida guy was using a contraband phone, and they got the guy's phone, and then they looked on the phone, and there's a bunch of messages about killing someone, and they're like, yeah, that's not. And so I'm assuming they got a hold of the police, and here you go. Now this dumb bitch is arrested. And did you see what she said when they arrested her?
She is an aloof bitch.
So they arrest her. And Victoria denied wanting Aaron to be killed. She said she was daydreaming or fantasizing about being without her husband. She also said she told him she didn't remember sending the messages, even though they're on her phone. She's like, I don't remember sending those. And she doesn't want her hubby killed. When actually confronted with the messages related to the guy and the money, police say Victoria claimed that she thought the money was for cell phones. She mentioned that her and Aaron were going through rough marital problems. She tried to claim she was sending $2,500 to the prison inmate for cell phones. And about the messages, says right here, you're communicating about killing your husband. Yeah, I don't remember sending those.
Doesn't sound like me.
That doesn't sound like me. No, but they're on your phone. What do you mean?
It's like the era we're in of like, I can deny anything. It's like,
dude, what a...
No, you can't.
That's the best excuse ever for a murder for hire plot. I thought it was for cell phones.
Nah, I can't see myself doing that.
No, your message here says $2,500 for the down payment on killing your husband. Nah, what are you talking about? It's crazy talk. Yeah, we were going through some marital things, but I was just fantasizing about being without a husband. I want him dead.
My source is also telling me that somebody else they know talked to her like a month ago and said everything was great. Meanwhile, she was wiring money to...
Dude, how terrifying is it murder. If you're that guy, you're the Ghost Adventures guy, you're sitting there and the wife's hot. You think you got a hot wife, you're out filming Ghost Adventures, and it turns out she's already put a down payment on your death.
Crazy. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, I see Schultzy out there. That means... And I see Joe Fisher out there.
We spent the entire break, by the way, trying
Wait,
to debate...
Hold on.
What?
It's teasing ahead to the hot corner.
Yeah, I got to tea. I got to finish my tea.
People know the hot corner's on next.
The hot corner is next. Yeah. Okay.
Do you think they'll talk about the hat recall?
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Mazers.
The assos.
Assos versus Mazers. When do we get it in spring training?
Now, we were talking about the murder for plot hire, and we were like...
Murder for hire plot.
Yeah.
Doing great.
Yeah, doing great. Yeah, you were fantastic today.
I was.
It's just everything. No one ever wants to admit that their wife could possibly kill them. Like, you go around the room like, hey, do you think your wife could ever hire someone? It's always like, no, no.
Now, wait a minute. I said no. My wife does not have it in her. No. Buck said his wife doesn't have it in her. You, however, do not say that.
Look, here's my thing.
You say the BTJ will off you.
This is what I'm saying. Every guy out there, it's the same energy that the guy's like, my wife would never cheat on me. Every guy says that, and you know what? A lot of wives cheat. I think there's a lot of people's wives who are more devious than they're willing to admit.
So who is the? So you said which fan personality is most likely to be caught up in a murder for hire plot?
Yeah. Or have their wife plan
with
to
their
off
wife?
Them.
Yeah. And it's you.
No.
It is. I mean, it sounds very much like it's that way.
You.
Now, I'm just honest about it, and I think that everyone's got some capabilities.
Well, yeah, there's never, it's never zero.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
It's never zero.
Buckley was like, no, no, it's not in her. I'm like,
I just know that she would take other measures first.
See, that's what you think.
Okay.
So I'm saying the chance isn't zero. Everyone's like, oh, it would never happen.
Mm. Hey, I tell you what, watch out for that actress. Hey. Swags gal.
Yeah. She could put on a good face for the police.
She'll kill him.
Chances is, it may be slim, but
and
never,
you'll probably be the one taking the $11,000 to do it.
But never zero. I need more than 11 grand. I'll tell you that right
what
now.
What would it take? How much?
It's a lot. It's a lot. Put my life on the line, man.
No, you're not.
If I get caught.
Well, I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah. The rest of your life is in jeopardy.
Yeah, that's
But
that's,
it's, you're not going to die.
There's not enough money.
But the rest of your life.
It would have to be retirement money.
Okay. Well, he's out. Scratch him off the list.
What about Schulte's wife? We haven't talked about that yet.
I don't know her.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know what she's about.
Do you think?
I don't know enough wives around here
to
really know all the...
We all
even know,
we don't
your
know the morning show wives at all.
I just know everyone here is immediately to the, oh, never. Yeah. It's what you think, right? Until you find out she's calling prisoners.
All right, Hot Corner coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 Finger 9. He got the action. He got the motion. Where the boy can play. Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Swing and a foul.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.